I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. The cell phone industry is unhappy with new consumer protection rules in California. Among other things, the rules will require a 30-day trial period for consumers to back out of their contracts. The industry fears other states will follow California's lead. And Bob Moon joins us from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, tell us about these new rules and how they may have national implications.
Well, first of all, Madeline, do you use cellular telephone?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Just about everybody does. Are you happy with the service?
Well, you know, not ecstatic.
Well, you could sign up for a cellular phone and get lousy service and pretty much be left to write out the contract and then switch carriers. The FCC recently let you keep your number, but often you still have to pay penalties if you want out of your contract. So these new rules approved by California regulators would let dissatisfied customers cancel wireless services within 30 days of signing the contract. Among the other key reforms, all rates, taxes, and other terms would have to be clearly posted on the Internet. All key contract terms listed in 10-point type, so it's not hidden in fine print. And the address and toll-free number of regulators would have to be listed so customers know where to file complaints. And last but certainly not least, one of my pet peeves, there has to be clearly organized billing.
I hear you. So that all sounds fairly above board and benign. Why does the cell phone industry have such a problem with this?
Well, the industry says these new rules will create new layers of bureaucracy and paperwork, and that that will impose new costs that will end up in all of our bills. For one thing, they don't like the 30-day trial period, which allows customers to test products and calling plans and then return everything without paying any penalties. The industry estimates that the price increases from all of this could result in our bills anywhere from $4 to $17 a month.
So when do these rules go into effect?
Well, California is the first state to extend this so-called Consumer Bill of Rights to the cellular industry. Other states could be watching this, of course. There's really very little federal regulation in this area. Some of these California reforms don't go into effect until November. Others have to be adopted maybe a year from now. Even so, industry leaders say they're looking at all of their options, including an administrative appeal and even possible court action. Consumer groups say that shows the industry would rather spend millions on lawyers, lobbyists, and public relations campaigns than implementing these common sense rules the way the consumer advocates see it. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at what happens when a plague of cicadas rains on your parade, or more literally, crashes your wedding.
Okay, we'll be listening for that. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. And Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thank you.